This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. The Missouri Supreme Court is declining to weigh in on the constitutionality of new state house districts, at least for now. The High Court had been asked in a lawsuit to block a new map for the 163-member house from being used in this year's elections. The plaintiffs contend the new maps violate requirements that districts have similar populations and be contiguous and compact. They asked the Supreme Court to consider the case without having it argued first in a trial court. The Supreme Court declined today, saying the case involved disputed issues of fact. The order allows the legal challenge to be filed in a state trial court and, if that occurs, instructs a judge to decide quickly. Candidates start filing for office February 28th. Missouri's transportation chief continues to talk up the idea of turning Interstate 70 into a toll road between St. Louis and Kansas City. MoDOT Director Kevin Keith addressed the Missouri Chamber today in Jefferson City. He told the chamber that charging tolls on I-70 is the only realistic option to fund reconstruction of the highway. That option would require legislative approval, though. Republican Senator Mike Keogh of Jefferson City supports the idea, but says it won't be an easy sell.
I think there's a universal agreement that I-70 needs to have some repairs done and be rebuilt, quite frankly. We just got to find a way to pay for it. And this is just one option to do that. But it seems like as time goes on, it seems to be the most reasonable option.
Another option mentioned at today's meeting was raising Missouri's fuel tax, but tax hikes remain unpopular with the state's Democratic governor and Republican legislative leaders. St. Louis attorney Ed Martin is dropping his congressional campaign to instead seek the Republican nomination for attorney general. Martin announced the switch today while attempting to leak Democratic incumbent Chris Koster to the policies of President Barack Obama. This is not the first time Martin has changed course for the 2012 election. He originally set out to run for U.S. Senate, but switched last year to the 2nd congressional district race in suburban St. Louis. Martin also ran for Congress in 2010, narrowly losing to Democrat Russ Carnahan. Martin is the only announced Republican challenger to Koster. The University of Missouri is undertaking a study that will evaluate the transit needs of its students. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson has the details.
The study will cost $65,000 and be funded by the Parking Transportation Services Fund. MU's Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services, Jackie Jones, outlined Mizzou's plan to bring in an outside consultant to determine the unique transit needs of Mizzou students. A university spokesperson says the study will look at all modes of transportation, like city buses, apartment shuttles, even commuting. Jones says if you look at other universities, each one has transit systems based upon the unique issues that those cities and universities have.
To my knowledge, we've never had this type of comprehensive review of our transit system. And our campus has changed a lot in the last few years with the increase in the enrollment.
Jones hopes the initial assessment will be finished by March. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.